Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. You don't have to go very far to see the evidence that sports betting has really overtaken sports. I mean, every aspect of sports has a betting component to it. Well, our next guest has written extensively about this. He covers sports betting for the Washington Post. His new book is really the first major investigation into America's sports gambling industry. Danny Funt, his book is called Everybody Loses, The Tumultuous Rise of American Sports Gambling. He's on the line with us right now. Danny, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. You don't have to go too far to find evidence that gambling has become huge in sports. I mean, there's whole programs devoted to it on TV and radio. I guess let's talk a little bit about how we got to this point.
Yeah, that was a big answer, a big question I wanted to make sense of in the book, because it felt like overnight the leagues and the NCAA went from saying gambling posed an existential threat to their sports. They would never embrace it. They would do everything they could to discourage states outside of Nevada from legalizing it, to almost in a blink championing legalization, lobbying states to pass bills as quickly as possible, and then integrating the business of sports with gambling in such profound and overwhelming ways. So I was really determined to investigate that, because I think the answers from commissioners and team owners have been unsatisfying, to put it mildly.
I mean, I guess you just have to follow the money, right?
Yeah, and you know, they've always been profit-driven, but what I found was they were looking in particular at their TV deals, which is their biggest money maker. You know, not ticket sales or merchandise, it's deals to show their games across the country. Mm-hmm. And as young people were tuning in less and less, as people of all ages were abandoning cable TV subscriptions, evidence was presented to them from the gambling industry showing that gamblers are such rabid consumers of sports. They watch more than twice as many games as normal fans do. They watch to the ends of blowouts because they're worried about how a bet is going to mm-hmm. play out. And that was very persuasive to these leagues. And the money from that, if you think about the direct money from sponsorships with sports books and that indirect money from hyper-engagement of gamblers, was irresistible. In the NFL's case, they were told that legalization would bring them $2.3 billion every year, which, yeah, as you said, they couldn't turn down.
How big of a role do betting apps on smartphones play in this? Because I think that if you still had to go to a sports book somewhere and place a bet, it wouldn't have taken off the way that it has with the smartphones that we all carry around in our pockets all day.
It's a whole new ballgame, not just because it's so easy to bet with a few taps of the screen 24/7. You're watching a game and just hammering out bets from your couch now. But the things that you're able to bet on are profoundly more expansive now that this is conducted over the internet. About 95% of bets nowadays are placed online. And this has allowed sportsbooks to carve up games into thousands of betting opportunities, not just on who will win or lose, but on whether a certain player will score a number of points, whether the next possession of a game will end in a touchdown or a punt. You name it. Literally every possible outcome over the course of a game is now a gambling opportunity. And that's quite easy to get carried away with as a gambler, and it's quite easy to fix one of those prop bets if you're a player. It's one thing to change who's going to win or lose. It's quite another to change how many rebounds you'll grab in the first quarter of a game.
Or, you know, will that first pitch or the second or third pitch be a ball that ends up, in the dirt, as we saw with the Cleveland Guardians, and I'm sure that goes on. Every time that I hear, Danny, of a scandal involving sports betting, I feel like, well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's got to be so much more going on out there.
This was one of the most chilling things I learned reporting my book. I was speaking with, as a matter of fact, an NBA agent who represented Malik Beasley. This was before he was accused. He was investigated by the NBA, by the FBI, for fixing his prop bets. He was at the time on the Detroit Pistons. Mm-hmm. The accusations dealt with when he was on the Milwaukee Bucks. But this agent who had represented Beasley before all that came to light said, the leagues are often responsible for blowing the whistle on bad behavior that they catch within their ranks. And as he put it, it would kill the NBA if a all-star were caught gambling. So can we really trust that the leagues will out one of their superstar players for gambling if it would be devastating, not just for their partnerships with sportsbooks, but to the whole reason we tune in? And the idea that you would potentially have that sort of cover-up freaked me out as a big sports fan, and hopefully gets people talking when they read the book.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And this is a book that absolutely, if you're a sports fan, you should read. You also talk to people that have lost fortunes to sports betting. Talk a little bit more about the human side of this, the human toll that sports betting takes.
Yeah, there's pretty clear evidence that in places with legalization, addiction rates are surging. Traditionally, it was thought that about 1% to 2% of the population was prone to gambling problems. Now, some health experts tell me it could be as high as 6 or 8%. It's much higher among young men, who are in some ways the target demographic for sports betting. There's also all sorts of devastating things that come with gambling problems, not just to your finances, but to your peace of mind, to your relationship with your family. It's a devastating disease, and states don't seem remotely equipped to deal with it. They have not allocated close to the funding that it will take to care for all those people.
No, that's for sure. It feels like the genie's out of the bottle. How do we put it back in?
I'm skeptical that states that have legalized will say, this was a mistake, let's outlaw it. What I'm increasingly thinking might be the case is they'll look just as places like in Europe have, where they've found gambling prevalence is soaring, problem gambling is out of control, fixing scandals are relentless, and they've said, we need to re-regulate this industry, crack down, and force much firmer consumer protections so that more kids aren't exposed to gambling, these companies aren't using irresistible enticements to get people to start betting, maybe restrictions on advertising, so if you turn on a game, you're not inundated with appeals to gamble. There's all sorts of reforms short of outlawing that are on the table.
It's a great book. It's called Everybody Loses, the first real big investigation into America's sports gambling industry. Danny, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Danny Funt, again, he covers sports betting for the Washington Post. His writing has appeared in the New Yorker, the Wall Street Journal, and others. And this is a book that really exposes everything that led to the proliferation of sports betting, where we stand right now, and what the future might hold. And, you know, I'm right there with Danny as a fan of sports. I am concerned that you know, these games are being, and I don't think every game in every sport is fixed all the time, but it calls into question when you're watching a game, you know, why did the score end that way? Why did that player miss that shot? It gives you some pause. But anyway, the book is called Everyone Loses, The Tumultuous Rise of American Sports Gambling by Danny Funt.